the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, March the 5th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Florida Senate okays a plan to arm teachers and rejects a proposal to ban assault weapons. Also on today's nationwide rundown, the Ohio Fetal Remains Bill, Dignity or Shame, and a major fossil find at risk on the original Bears Ears lands. First, our top story, unions representing West Virginia teachers and service personnel say they will stay out on strike. Time reports that follows a state Senate vote to cut the 5% pay raise they had negotiated with the governor. The American Federation of Teachers West Virginia issued a joint statement with the West Virginia Education Association, along with the School Service Personnel Association. Together, they said that the Senate president there, Michael Carmichael, and his leadership had left them with no choice but to continue their strike, that after lawmakers voted to reduce the raise to 4%. And after hours of intense debate, the Florida Senate rejected an assault weapons ban this weekend while moving forward with a voluntary plan to arm teachers in schools.
In a rare Saturday session, senators briefly approved, then swiftly rejected, an amendment to Senate Bill 7026 that would have banned the sale of AR-15 rifles, the type used in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Democrats like Senator Audrey Gibson of Jacksonville tried unsuccessfully to strip a controversial provision to allow specially trained teachers to bring guns to schools.
I also said when there's a fire already burning, you don't add more fuel to it. And so we're here on what's supposed to be a gun violence bill, and we're just adding more guns to the mix. It doesn't make sense.
The Senate rejected nearly four dozen Democratic amendments to the bill that was introduced by conservative Republicans. The Senate is expected to approve it Monday and send it to the House, where leaders hope to approve it in time to reach the governor's desk before the session ends on March 9th. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Governor Rick Scott has said he opposes arming teachers, and the program is opposed by most of the Florida Conference of Black State Legislators. Meantime, just up the East Coast to another southern state where Stephanie Carson reports North Carolina lawmakers are poised to pass a bill that would allow adults with no training and no background checks to carry a concealed weapon.
House Bill 746 has already passed initial readings in the Senate and House and is expected to come up for a vote in May. Becky Kirtis with the group North Carolinians Against Gun Violence thinks people should be alarmed.
Students and their parents and community at large is concerned about. Nobody wants somebody with no training, no background check, as young as 18 years old, carrying a hidden loaded weapon in public. Our concealed carry weapons permitting system works and is something that should remain in place.
This month, North Carolina teens will join other activists to protest against current state and federal gun laws. Kirta says her group is supporting marches in Raleigh and Charlotte on March 24th. Other marches are planned in Asheville and other cities. A national school walkout planned by the Women's Marches Youth Empower Program is set for March 14th.
The opposing sides of another abortion-related bill in Ohio have very different takes on its purpose. Mary Sherman explains.
The Unborn Child Dignity Act passed the Senate and could soon be voted on by the full House. Senate Bill 28 would require women who terminate their pregnancies to have the fetal remains buried or cremated and mandate new reporting procedures for providers. Jennifer Miracle with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio contends it's an attack on abortion access.
Proponents of this bill like to say this is about treating this issue with dignity and respect, but really it's about shaming the women who seek abortion care and also the medical providers who provide this care.
But Ohio Right to Life spokesperson Jamison Weaver disagrees.
The intent is to give the humanity to unborn babies, just a measure of it in death that might have been lacking in life.
The bill was developed 2 years after an Ohio Attorney General's office investigation found that Planned Parenthood contracted with a company that disposed of fetal remains in a Kentucky landfill. Planned Parenthood has said the allegations are false, and the AG's office noted the practice isn't occurring in Ohio. This story was produced in association with media in the public interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
And finally, Erica Lattice reports a new fossil treasure trove could be at risk, that if boundaries of the Bears Ears National Monument are redrawn.
A team of researchers has uncovered what could be one of the world's richest caches of fossils dating back to the dawn of the age of dinosaurs. The site in southeastern Utah is within the original boundaries of Bears Ears National Monument, but would lose protections if the Trump administration succeeds in its plans to shrink the monument by 85%. Paleontologist Rob Gay says the site has already produced several intact remains of crocodile-like animals known as phytosaurs.
If you saw one of these creatures walking around today, you would think that it was a mutant crocodile. And they were basically crocodile mimics with blowholes. The ones we have at this site would have been about 15 to 20 feet long.
He says if the site can be fully excavated, it's likely that many other intact specimens and even new species can be uncovered and studied.
Several lawsuits have been filed challenging the decision to shrink Bears Ears and cut the size of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument by more than half. Gay's findings were made public at a conference in St. George. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.